This is Telltales, Dakota Folklife and Stories, a collection of narratives, shared memories, and personal experiences from those who live on the North Dakota Plains. In this episode, we speak with Frank Kuntz, who claims to have the largest and oldest herd Nakota horses in the world. In America in the 1920s, a new public love of pets, or companion animals, began, causing the creation of national pet food companies, and wild horses became the raw material for the products they produced. Mustangers in Wyoming and Montana were perhaps unaware of the captured horse's fate, but a man by the name of Frank Litz found out the truth. Horses were loaded on rail cars and shipped to slaughterhouses to become pet food. He was so incensed that he bought 150 sticks of dynamite and a train ticket. His plan was to blow up the dog food plant, and on the night of December 5, 1925, he nearly did, but guards apprehended him. Frank Litz was arrested, sent to prison, where he died of tuberculosis in 1938. But there are those today who still have a great passion about protecting these majestic animals that mean so much to America's history and character. Frank Kuntz and his late brother Leo are such individuals. Frank and Leo grew up in Emmons County near Linton, North Dakota, where they learned to love horses at a very young age.
I grew up in a family of 12 kids. The St. Michael area, just east and north of Linton, North Dakota. You want to go somewhere, get on a horse. My father loved horses. He'd go to a sale barn, have some in the corral that he bought, walk out, and he'd go, "Hey, I just bought a couple horses. Get on and ride them." Back then, your local church was the center of the community. I went all the way through grade school in a two-room schoolhouse. We used to at times drive a sleigh up to school, or with a wagon, or sometimes, depending on the weather, our father would take us up in a sleigh and then bring the sleigh home because he needed the team. Or, you know, I've been around them all my life, the horses. But our family, my brother Leo, who is no longer with us, he passed away in an accident here back in 2018. He was quite a horseman. He spent a lot of time out in western North Dakota. He went to Dickens State College there for many years with the GI program or whatever, GI Bill. So he spent a lot of time out there, and he spent a lot of time in the park. So we always were around horses. We broke a lot of horses for a lot of people. And back then, that was the old way. You just got on them, ride them.
It was horse races that led to their discovery of a different breed of horse, the Nakotas, or Parkies, as they were called at the time. They bought these horses at a national park auction and soon recognized their special traits.
My brother competed in was a Bad River Suicide Ride down in Fort Pierre, South Dakota. It's a race of speed and control, rough country, water obstacles, steep downhills, rough uphills. But my brother Leo got involved. And then my brother Ed started riding. My brother Joe started competing. My sister Connie competed. My sister Felicia competed. We were running some thoroughbred cross or quarter horse cross horses. But when our horses got that 8-9 years of age where they should have been in their prime, we were having breakdown problems, hoof problems. So my brother Leo originally picked some up to crossbreed to get that bone and that hoof. Back then, they were just called Parkies, or they had a number of different names for them, you know. So we originally just picked them up for that. And then after we started picking up a few, we started doing research because we're going, now, why are these horses so much different than our domestic horses? I mean, they got a broader forehead, bigger nostrils. I always say it's because they got more room for a brain up there. You know, so we started doing research, and then at the roundup in 1986, we bought every horse at the park, rounded up except one stallion. All we had to do was pay cent or two over kill price. And nobody wanted to deal with them because back then they were, I mean, they didn't know what a barbed wire fence was. They didn't know what hay was. They didn't know what real confinement was. They were always aware of their surroundings. They did good. The rougher the course, the better they did. But yeah, it was by accident.
Produced in partnership with Dakota Legacy, this project is supported in part by a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the North Dakota State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts.